You're listening to SBS News.
Heads bowed, huddled together in the rain. Hundreds gather on the cliffs over Coogee Beach in Sydney, remembering their friends and family who were among the 88 Australians killed in Kuta. Among them, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
What the architects of this slaughter achieved was to make us reflect on what we most truly value and to hold onto it more tightly than ever before. No terrorist can take this from us, but they did take life.
Some of the lives lost were just teenagers. David Byron lost his daughter, Chloe.
We were supposed to leave the day before, but our flight got cancelled because I don't know. So anyway, Chloe and all her girlfriends from school and their parents went out for dinner. Just ran through the bomb site looking for anybody, just anybody. There was no one breathing. Everyone was dead.
October 2002 was the end of another football season, and teams from all over the country headed to Bali for their end-of-season celebrations. Among them, 11 members of the Coogee Dolphins, based in Sydney's east. Only five came back alive. Among the dead was Gerard Yeo. His brother Paul had the grim task of identifying the body.
And I was shocked when Jez told us that he was going on the trip. I can't tell you how many times I tried to talk him out of it. A month later, I was asked to identify Jared in Dubbo. I recall the moments before entering the room like yesterday. Never have I been so scared.
On the other side of the country, in Perth, another football club gathered to remember their fallen. 16 West Australians were killed that night, 7 of them from the Kingsley Football Club. Tash Elkins lost her cousin, Corey Paltridge.
No, time doesn't make it easier. It doesn't heal all wounds. It just feels like it happened yesterday.
And at the Sturt Football Club in Adelaide, an intimate gathering to remember Josh Deegan, the one player killed. His brother is Nick Deegan.
It's definitely pretty emotional. I don't know, it's good that we've all got each other though. It's still pretty surreal, like on days like this, and to see all the footage this morning waking up.
Meanwhile, in the capital, two nations united in sorrow. John Howard, who was Prime Minister at the time, says the attack was, in the end, a failure.
I think the most lasting monument to the folly as well as the evil of those who murdered our 88 fellow Australians is the fact that their goal included driving a wedge between Australia and Indonesia, and that failed. Australia and Indonesia worked together, they prosecuted together, they convicted together, and they have become closer, not further apart, as a result of this particular incident.
A similar sentiment from Indonesia's ambassador to Australia, Dr. Siswo Pramono.
Indonesia and Australia are nations of resilience and vigilance. Rising out of their terrorist attack, we have built a better and stronger bond among us.
Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never.
The survivors and the bereaved all bonded together in grief and resilience. And today, like every day, they lean on each other to get through it.
You'll never walk alone.
Alan Lee, SBS News.